Welcome to Wisdom Unleashed. It's your host, Christian McCray Stewart, and today we're going to be discussing forgiveness brings freedom. Good day, everybody. I hope that you all are doing well. Whatever time that you may be listening to this episode, I hope it's been a good day for you. Today, we're going to be discussing forgiveness and how forgiveness brings freedom. As we have journeyed through life, we have been hurt, we have been crossed, people have done things to us either intentionally or unintentionally, and it has caused us some type of hurt, pain, maybe even resentment. However, holding on to that feeling of hurt, holding on to that feeling of betrayal, it does us no good. It doesn't benefit us. Harboring the unforgiveness does not bring us any vindication. Ultimately, what it does is it kills us. It keeps us a slave, if you will, to what another person has done. Like we don't walk in freedom. We don't walk in healedness, you know, where we're not fully healed. We walk with a mindset of being a victim. We give individuals free real estate in our minds, in our soul, in our spirits, sometimes within the deep confinements of our heart. And the thing about it is, as I initially stated, sometimes people don't even know that they have wronged us. People don't know that they have caused us some type of offense. And we think or have come to this conclusion that if we hold on to it, at some point in time, that there's going to be a great result from it. But that is contrary, so contrary to the truth. With that, I want us to look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. It says, "Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." You know, I've definitely had moments in my life where it was hard to forgive. There was this thought that if I forgive this person, then it says that what they did to me is okay. It's as though I have given them a pass. It is though that I have given them this rite of passage to continue to wrong me. But that's not accurate, you know, and you all may have heard the saying, forgiveness is not for you. I mean, forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. It's for you. And what we have to understand is that in this life, as believers, there is so much we have been forgiven for. None of us are perfect, right? And there's people we have hurt, whether purposefully or not, intentionally or not, with ill will or not. We have done those things. We have also hurt God. We have failed to walk in obedience to His commands and His directions. Yet and still, when we go to God with a repentant heart, He forgives us. How can we ask God to forgive us if we can't forgive those who have wronged us? How can we do that? And what this does, as stated, unforgiveness is like poison, right? It's like us eating this poison and we're thinking that it's going to harm, negatively affect the other person. And ultimately what it does is it kills us. It hinders us from being able to walk in freedom. It hinders us from living a joyful life. It hinders us from being able to prosper, because you can't expect a sunny day when you're continuing to allow a cloud to reside over you. When you are failing to be intentional to say, look, I'm going to lay this down because it means me no good. And understand that I understand and I empathize and I sympathize with those who have encountered some egregious offenses, right? And it's like, how could I ever forgive this person for this? How could I ever do that? And the thing is that we don't do it in our own strength, right? We don't do it in our own strength. This is something that we come in partnership with God to be successful in. And sometimes, look, we have to forgive people. I mean, when a thought comes to your mind, you have to forgive that person time and time again till you get to the place that it doesn't affect you. You know, some may be asking, well, how do I know if I've truly forgiven someone? When you see the person, it doesn't bring these weird emotions to you. That you could be, you're not being intentional about avoiding the places in the company that they may be in. Now, this is not to say that you don't have situations where, look, you should not, you know, purposely put yourself in an environment for something that's not good for you emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, right? But you get to the place, just even a thought or the sight of someone does not then cause this chain reaction of emotional turmoil within you. And why is this important? Because as we are going to God and we are asking God for different things and we're wanting God to move in our lives, we have to understand that our prayers are being extinguished because we have failed to forgive. We have failed to walk in a directive that God has given us. And so it hinders us. It hinders us. And Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiveness is one of the truest indications of our understanding of the gospel, of our understanding of God the Father and who he is, of our understanding of Jesus and how he walked and how he lived this life. We're supposed to forgive just as God has forgiven us. I mean, it's part of it. You think about the story of the prodigal son. I mean, he was adamant, like, look, I want all of my inheritance now. And he left and he just fumbled everything. And he had those thoughts like, well, how can I go back? Well, then if I go back, then I'm just going to go back, you know, as a slave. I have no authority. I have no power. You know, everything, his identity as it related to the family, he was pretty much in his own mind, stripping himself of all those things. Yet and still, when his dad saw him, he ran out to greet him. And that's what God does to us. It doesn't matter how bad our past is, the sins that we committed. If we truly come with a contrite heart and ask God for forgiveness, he is faithful to forgive us. You look at some of the people and you can be like, why is God using that individual? Because they've done this. They were strung out on drugs. Oh, she was a prostitute, or, you know, whatever the number of things that we could begin to rationalize in our mind that is, quote unquote, too much, too far gone, too extreme. God is saying, no, I'm going to use that person. And the thing is, when you've been forgiven of much, oh my, how you relate to God and how you show up, it's different. It truly is different. And with that, we have to sometimes see it through that lens to be able to then extend that forgiveness to other people. Because God desires us to be a light. God desires us to be a force in this world. God desires to bless us. God desires for us to fulfill our destiny. God has called us to something so much greater. And yet, we sometimes feel as though we can live life walking around with the hurt, with the pain, wanting to take revenge, right? Because if you wronged me, and I think sometimes this is what it is. Let me put it this way. You hurt me. You caused me pain. So inevitably, you should suffer that same hurt and that same pain. And I think a lot of you all would be able to relate to that. we have to come against the thoughts of revenge. You know, God tells us in his word is vengeance is mine, says the Lord. God will fight our battles seen and unseen. We can't take a position to refuse to forgive. How many of you all know someone, or maybe this is you? You are holding on to a hurt and a pain that happened when you were a child. Something that happened to you 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And you've still been carrying that burden. You are still allowing that thing to affect you. You are failing to walk in the freedom that forgiveness gives you. You know, my precious niece, God rest her soul, we used to have conversations when she was younger, and I would tell her, you can't live your life going off what someone did or what they didn't do. At some point in time, you have to accept it for what it is, forgive, and let it go. And move on to live the life that is purpose for you. Move on to live the life that is destined for you. We cause ourselves a hindrance, and sometimes we use it as a crutch of why we may or may not be accomplishing something. Why we may or may not be doing something. Because so-and-so did this. Because my mom did this, or my mom failed to do that. Because my dad did this, or my dad failed to do this. Because my dad wasn't present. And not understanding or not having the revelation to understand that there is unforgiveness seated within the depths of your heart. It's unforgiveness. You are walking around failing to forgive that person for their flaws, for their shortcomings, for how they failed to show up for you or to do something, or how their actions negatively impacted you. What benefit does it give you? What benefit has it given you? When you recount those things, does it give you peace? Does it bring you joy? Is it helping you to become the best person that you are created to be? No, 9 times out of 10, we're not. We're holding on to those things, and it becomes an excuse. It becomes a crutch. It becomes a hindrance. But we have to let it go. Forgiveness is a heart change. It's a heart change. So we have to ask God to change our hearts. We have to ask God to change our hearts. Because when it happens, oh, it frees us up. It frees us up like nothing, oh my, like nothing we could ever imagine. And I will share, and I mentioned this briefly in my book, You're Worth It Because God Said So. My mom and my dad divorced when I was 2 years old. And I would see my dad sometimes, and sometimes I wouldn't. And it really affected me. It affected me. I used to have thoughts and wonder, you know, well, what did I do wrong? What is it about me? And, you know, those thoughts, and the enemy loves to use those things because that's how he begins to attack you. That's how he begins to plant seeds of doubt and begins to cause us to question who we are and what we're called to do and our abilities and our capabilities and all those different things. He uses it as a way to kind of lead us down the path of destruction if we don't get to the place to open our eyes and awaken to see what is going on. But with that all being said and done, I was about 13, 14, and I had encountered some things, and I was speaking to a lady, and she told me, she's like, you need to write a letter to your father, and you need to tell him how you feel. And y'all, I will tell you, the first draft of the letter that I did, it was me kind of like apologizing for like my faults and what I felt that I did wrong. And she read it, and she said, no, ma'am, you need to write a letter and tell your father exactly how you feel. And so I wrote him, and I poured out my heart about the disappointment and the frustration and what it called, you know, how it, what the impact that it had. And was just like, look, okay, you're daddy, you're my father. You have to let me know what's going on here. And it was such a release. It was refreshing. Something had lifted off of me. But even more so is I had a conversation with my dad. And when he began to tell me his own story, when he began to tell me his own struggle, when he began to share with me the path and the journey he had to go down, it hit a little bit different. I said, oh, you know, sometimes we have these expectations that we have already placed on people, and we don't know what they've encountered. We don't know what they have endured. But after that conversation, there was so much respect that I had for my father. And we have an amazing relationship now. Amazing relationship. And I had to realize too, to get to the place, even in the midst of that, is that harboring the unforgiveness against you because of, you know, where I think you fell short, where I think you didn't step up, all those different things, it does me no good. And in this thing of forgiveness, and I understand everybody's circumstance may not be that way. Sometimes in when we're dealing with the unforgiveness, we have people who never come back and tell us anything. We have some people who have hurt us in a way that honestly, I don't want you to come back and tell me anything, but I want to walk in freedom. I'm not going to allow you to continue to hurt me over and over and over again. I'm not going to be a victim for the rest of my life. I am going to be victorious. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to forgive you so that it frees me. And with that, it opens up something different for us. It opens up something different for us, and it allows us to spread our wings and fly, if you will. And so even if a person never comes to give you an apology, all those different things, even if you never get the opportunity to express the deep hurts or your thoughts and emotions behind it, you understand that you have the power. You have the power, and you forego your power when you make the decision to hold on to it. And it's not easy. It's not easy. You know, I don't speak these things to say that it's easy, but I do speak it for us to get wisdom and insight. Maybe there's some things that you have been praying for and you're seeking and you're asking God for, and you're thinking, you're just like, God is not hearing me. And no, that's not the case. God hears you. But it's that you're holding on to that unforgiveness. Your failure to forgive is pretty much just putting water on the fire of the prayers that you are lifting up. Forgiveness is never an easy task. Regardless of what people may think or what people may say, even as I'm sharing my experience, I've had some struggles with unforgiveness. But the thing is, we have to put our pride to the side, right? Because sometimes that's what it is. It's prideful. How dare you think that you can do that to me? And then now I'm just going to forgive you. Who are you? We got to humble ourselves. Even in the midst of the enormous pain and hurt that we are experiencing, we set the pride aside and we humble ourselves. And then it's just looking at what Christ did on the cross for us. No matter how upset you may be, no matter how wronged you may feel, just as Jesus died for you, he died for that person who wronged you as well. Just as God gave you the gift of salvation, just as God has extended you the mercy and the grace for your sins to be forgiven, he extended the same to that person. He loves that person just as much as he loves you. Sometimes that's a hard concept for us to grasp, but it's the truth. But we don't want to allow forgiveness to get in the way of our prayers. We don't want to allow forgiveness to get in the way of what God has purposed for us. We don't want to live lives allowing what someone has done to us to basically re-victimize us, right? We are not victims. We set aside the victim mindset. We are victorious. We are conquerors. And I will leave you with this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing this point back to me. No matter what you have encountered, no matter what you have endured, no matter what someone has done to wrong you. And y'all, it won't be today, but someday, you know, God's willing and he brings it to me. I will share some more of some of the things that I have experienced. So when I say that I'm saying these things, not as someone who's just like, oh, it's so easy. And not as someone who hasn't experienced some deep hurt and pain. It's possible. It's more than possible because we know that with God, all things are possible. But the point I want to make and leave us with is that no matter what you have endured, Romans 8:28 says that God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You may not see it. You may not understand it, how that circumstance is supposed to be glorious, how that circumstance is supposed to bring good. Oh, but trust and believe that God knows all and he's working it all for the good. His name will be glorified in and through you. I'm a living testimony. And if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. If you're struggling with that unforgiveness, go to God and lay it down. And as many times, if you have to go and you have to say, Lord, I forgive this person 20 times a day, do whatever it takes. But don't forego your freedom in the life that God has for you because you feel as though you can't forgive someone who has wronged you. God sees all, God knows all. And God is going to work it out for your good. All right, y'all. If you haven't already, head over to wisdomunleashed.org. Sign up for the email list. Also, I mentioned, you know, my experience, a little bit of my story as it came to my dad. That's written in my book, You're Worth It Because God Said So. Also on the website, you can read a portion of the book. You can get your copy from Amazon. And I pray that it truly blesses you. And, you know, we're going to see what God has in store. What God has in store. We all have trials and we all have had tests, and those tests have come out to be some amazing testimonies. And it's ultimately to glorify God. He's a good God. He's a good God. And if you haven't accepted God as your Lord and Savior, if you have questions, if you have doubts, don't go based off what the world has said and what people have said. Go and say, Lord, I need you to reveal yourself to me. I need you to speak to me. I need to know that you are real. And God will do just that. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open. And God loves us all. He loves us all, flaws and all. All right, y'all. Until next time, you all have joined Wisdom Unleashed.